Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Roberti, the content marketing expert, bringing you 5 new episodes every week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Blogging has been around for quite a long time in the online space. What started out as an online diary is now something that some people are making like 6, 7, even 8 figures on with the really successful blogs. And some people looking at these results wonder, well, I have a blog or I want to start a blog. How can I start making money? And that is exactly what we're going to cover in this episode. Today's guest has been working from home full time since 2013 and wouldn't trade it for the world. From managing 5 blogs, self-publishing, and working as a freelance investment analyst, he loves the freedom and control he has over his financial future. That's why today's guest shares his ideas with others so they can follow a similar life story. Today's guest for episode 174 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Joseph Hoge. Joseph, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Mark, thanks for having me. Love the energy. Great to be here.
Joseph, I'm really happy to have you on the show and dive deep into making money with blogging. I feel like this is a topic a lot of people want. But before we get into that, I'd love to get some background. So what first attracted you to blogging? What was the beginning stage of that journey like?
Really, even before blogging, I was freelancing. Way back when I got out of college, started a job I hated, like so many people. But that was just what you did. You worked for 30 or 40 years and you're tired. I just couldn't see myself doing that. So I started freelancing, working online as an equity analyst. And just saving up for early retirement. Then I figured out, you know what? What good is early retirement if you've never found something that you truly enjoy, that you really want to do for the rest of your life? So actually, I started looking into blogging and creating websites, because that's always attracted me. Being your own boss, having your own assets, your own online assets, and really growing your own business. So the websites really grew from that passion of, you know, one, being able to control my own financial future, and two, really around the topics that I had a lot of experience in, which is, investing, investment management, personal finance, and things around that.
Now, one of the things I feel like a lot of people think about with blogging is the amount of revenue that they could possibly generate, especially when you hear these really incredible stories about people making like 6 figures, 7 figures, even more than that in some cases with their blogs. And I'm wondering if you could share with us what exactly can we be doing to make more money with our blogs?
Sure. First of all, blogging can be extremely frustrating as a business model, because you do hear those stories of, you know, the Pat Flynn's of the world and Michelle Gardner's, you know, making six digits and millions each year. And then you start and the money just creeps in very slowly. But it does come in. And I think the trick is just treating it as a business and sticking with it, because the vast majority, like 90% of bloggers, stop before 6 months. So they never get the chance to grow that momentum and actually grow their revenue. My biggest advice would be, one, treat it like a business. Learn the different ways people are making money and what's actually realistic as far as money you can make. And two, just stick with it. You know, it's not a secret. I wish there was one, but longevity is really one of the biggest parts of it. You know, your blog is just going to start building that momentum. You'll actually, it seems to work out with almost everyone's blog. You double your income every year. That first year that I did, I only made about $8,000. Actually, the next year was quite a bit more. The next year was about $34,000. Last year was just my third year, and I topped $66,000. You know, so what other income stream, what other business can you start? Double your income every year and you don't need any education to do it. You don't need any connections. There's no job interview. It's really an amazing opportunity, but you do need to get started and to really treat it like a business.
Now, some people listening to this may be really impressed by the fact that in 3 years you went from just starting to making that $66,000 from blogging. And like some people, I feel like they think you got to slog for like many years before mm-hmm. you're able to make that type of income. So what are some of the things you're doing to accomplish income goals when you set them? And what was the focus that led to your growth in the revenue?
Okay. Sure. So I think one of the biggest things, and this is part of treating it like a business, you know, learning, understanding, really putting in the time to learn how blogging as a business works. Okay. So one, you've got, you know, the different income streams and really diversifying. You know, I make money off 7 different sources, and they're all tied together. They all work off each other. You know, I reformat my posts as books so I can self-publish those. That's a little under a third of my income. Affiliate marketing is a big part of it. Sponsored posts are another big part, and some other smaller income streams. So you really have to learn what works best and really how to use those on a monthly basis, how to fit them into your strategy. But also, you know, there's other things that I feel like a lot of bloggers avoid. One of the biggest ones I'd say is SEO, you know, that search engine optimization. I think a lot of bloggers avoid it. They think it's too technical. They think it's too hard, or even that it doesn't matter. But it's, you know, it can be one of the biggest things that will separate a professional blogger, someone that's actually really making money, from someone that's, you know, slotting through and gets frustrated. Really, the amateur bloggers that aren't doing as well as they should. And within that, you know, you just have to learn. What works in SEO, you know, learn your SEO, your on-page basics. So how to write for Google. So Google gives you a little bit of love there. And then a few off-page tactics like guest posting, like broken link building, and then just general link building. You know, it doesn't take, you don't have to outsource it. You don't have to pay thousands a month to really get those links and get that Google love. But you do need to spend, you know, 2 or 3 hours a week doing a little bit more than, you know, that general blogger, doing more than that other blogger is doing to get ranked on Google.
And you mentioned SEO is something that I do feel like a lot of bloggers look at that and think, I just have social media, which is a great resource in mm-hmm. itself. But a lot of bloggers who, like Neil Patel, I know, gets most of his traffic from search. But mm-hmm. another big thing is the email list, which I feel like all of our activities need to be focused on getting more people onto our email lists. So what exactly are you doing to grow your email list, and how do we get more of our visitors to become subscribers?
Okay. Well, really, you know, using an email list or getting people on an email list isn't really too difficult if you think of it as a service. You know, you think of it as a value-added service you're giving your subscribers. And the point here is just to give. You know, give till it hurts. And that's going to work. That strategy is going to work in, you know, your relationships with other bloggers, your link building, everything in blogging is focus on giving first. You know, and what I mean there is you make lead magnets is what they call them, right? Like a little guide for your subscribers, a guide on, you know, whatever your topic may be, and give that away to get people to subscribe to your email. But don't just do that. Don't, you know, most blogs have maybe one lead magnet they'll put up on their sidebar and, you know, wonder why nobody clicks on it. Well, one, everybody is used to that. They see all these lead magnets and sidebars and, you know, they really don't, they have nothing to do with their wants or needs. What you need to go through is your top performing posts, you know, those articles that are getting the majority of your traffic, and make an individualized lead magnet for each of those, you know, something that speaks directly to that topic, because all your traffic into those posts are coming from people searching for that specific topic, that specific need or problem. So it's highly focused, highly targeted kind of marketing you're doing here by marketing just to those people on that post and to a very specific solution. That kind of thing is also going to work for getting people into your marketing funnels for affiliate sales. Anytime you can make that that funnel or that offer more specific, more customized to each individual person coming to your blog, it's going to be more productive. You know, I mean, I get upwards of usually about 10, 15, even 20% response or click-through rates on those individualized lead magnets versus maybe 5% on the general site-wide lead magnets.
And when you do, like, I know content upgrades have that really big effect where like it's based on that specific blog post, and that has an added effect if you're able to get that search engine traffic. Because if you get your email list to that blog post, they're already on your list. So the email list is just for the content upgrades purpose, a way for some of the people on your list may spread the word on their social networks, reach their audiences. But in the case of content upgrades, I see search engines, like those would be key for driving traffic and getting subscribers through that approach. And I know that you've been able to achieve a lot of success in blogging in 3 years. I'm sure you've seen a lot of people who have achieved success, some who have not achieved as much success. And I'm wondering, what do you believe holds most people back from hitting their blogging income goals?
Well, one, I think a lot of people wait to monetize their blog. You know, they ask someone and the answer is always the same. Oh, don't worry about making money. Build your traffic first. And it's, I don't want to say bullshit on your show there, but it's bullshit. You know, the number one reason why people quit their blogs is because they get frustrated. You know, maybe they wanted to make more money and they're not, they're making pennies, you know, maybe on Google AdSense. Well, okay, why? Because you're not monetized. You know, get out there, find the affiliates that are working for sites like yours and start doing review posts, start doing comparison lists, work them into your posts when you can, reformat your posts to into books so you can do self-publishing. I mean, you know, each book, and I'm by no means a superstar in self-publishing, but 10 books, I do about $180 each a month. So that's, you know, just under $2,000 a month. And it is completely passive. You know, that's probably the most passive source of blogging income you can put together. So, start monetizing early, make a strategy for monetizing and just, you know, let that motivate you. It's not going to be a whole bunch. It's not going to be a lot those first 6 or 7 months. But, you know, if you can start making $100 to $500 a month, that's that's going to pay some pretty nice bills and be that motivation to keep going.
And for the books, how were you able to make those passive? Can you walk us through how you went from the published book to just passive income?
Sure. Well, I will give you my entire strategy for self-publishing right here. You know, you ready? Get a pen, write it down. This is it. Okay. So for self-publishing, you know, you got your idea. You're going to research it, go to Amazon, look at some of the other books. What are they talking about? Look at their reader reviews for what people liked seeing and what people wanted to see more of. Okay. And then you're going to think about your transformation. Okay. What are you trying to give people in this book? You know, people don't buy books. They buy transformations and they buy entertainment, right? So you want to speak to people, in terms of this transformation, or if it's a fiction book, maybe that entertainment, that story. So you've got the transformation, work backwards with all your research and put together, you know, 8 to 10 chapters, right? Chapter ideas. Then what you're going to do is each week you're going to outline a chapter and you're going to post it as a blog post. You know, this keeps you on track to finish your book. It doesn't make it where, you know, I see a lot of bloggers try to do a book and do all their blogging and their full-time job and everything, and they just get burnt out, and the book never gets started. So, so post a blog post every week as one of your chapters. We're talking really solid 3,000-plus word blog posts, you know, detailed, really good stuff. Then once you're done, you know, 10 chapters or so, however many it takes, put them together, reformat it, maybe add a little bit just for additional material, and you self-publish it, right? Well, by this time, those blog posts all are getting search traffic from Google. And again, like we talked about, that customized approach, this is super targeted traffic. This is from people on Google searching for that specific topic. You're going to go back through those posts and update it with a couple of paragraphs about your book, about the whole transformation, and you're going to link it to your Amazon page. And that's instant marketing. That's an instant marketing channel that's going to get you, you know, at least a few copies sold on Amazon each month from your blog. Amazon Marketing Services, AMS. And that's basically just your marketing on Amazon, right? And this is, you know, one of the things, you can't really throw money at it, right? Because the way it's set up, you'll get millions of impressions on Amazon, but the conversion is so low. Clicks, you might get maybe 0.5% clicks on that, and maybe about 1 in 5 is usually seems like a good average for people buying versus the clicks. But the clicks only cost you 7 or 8 cents each. So, for each book, I spend about $20 a month on Amazon Marketing Services. That leads to anywhere from 5 to 10 sales copies sold on Amazon each month for that. So you've got your AMS ads, your Amazon ads. You've got sales coming from your blog. And then, you know, maybe you tweet out your book once a month. Maybe you do a special or whatever. You know, so you got a few social shares. And the way Amazon works is that if you can send 10 to 20 sales a month or even maybe a little bit more per month organically, then Amazon will take over. You know, your book will stay ranked in its category. And all that traffic going to Amazon looking for books is going to see your book first, you know. So probably seven out of my 10 books stay ranked right in there in that first page of Amazon in their category. So one through 10, 1 through 20 sometimes, you know. And that is actually enough to keep them ranked and to sell a few hundred copies a month.
Joseph, thank you for sharing with us that strategy. And I've heard a bunch of self-publishing strategy. I've got to do training courses. It's new to me, that tactic where you go at the end of some of the blog posts based on the book and you say, this is my book. I haven't really seen that too often, but thinking of it now, it is definitely a strategy that clicks and something I'll do for some of my books that I've written. So thank you for sharing those tactics.
It's a natural marketing channel. You can add links into your other posts for the book where it's appropriate, where it's targeted. But you really only need, you know, a very small amount of organic sales from social, from your sites, and from advertising each month going into Amazon to keep those books ranked. That's the biggest factor is keeping those books ranked, because once they fall off the ranking, once they fall out of that top 20 books in their category, then, you know, people just aren't seeing them. People don't scroll past those first 20 books. So your sales drop dropping off, your book falls further and further back, and it's just, you need a huge relaunch just to juice the ranking again.
And I mean, if you do get that snowball, it does build over time. And sure, with Amazon being one of the most popular sites in the world, of people with their credit cards in hand, a lot of good things can happen once you drive those initial sales. And on the topic of books, I'm wondering if you could share with us three books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Three books. Okay. One, I would say Jeff Walker's Launch. It's kind of the go-to book among a lot of the people I know for launch funnels, for product launch funnels. And basically he talks about you've got a great product, you've got a book or a video course or whatever, and how are you convincing people to actually buy it, right? Because, you know, people don't just go to your website, you know, see a link and click through it and buy something. You have to nurture that relationship. So what he talks about is a launch funnel, and you can do this over emails, but it's usually, you know, really where it's developing to is videos. So you've got a 3-video launch funnel where you introduce yourself in one video, and through those 3 videos, you really build that relationship. You give those people something useful. And then in that 3rd video, you pitch this course that's, you know, related to all of you know, everything you talked about, but really goes far and beyond. Another book I would say would be relevant is, can I include one of my books?
Go for it. Why not?
Okay. So, you know, I mean, probably one of the best ROIs you'll ever get is my book, Make Money Blogging. It's really an in-depth, step-by-step review of those 9 main income sources that people are using for, you know, to make money online. And, you know, I start out with the easy and the immediate ones, Google AdSense, ad networks, and yeah, they don't pay a whole lot. I've actually taken almost all the ads off of my sites because, you know, you evolve out of those into higher paying stuff. But, you know, starting with those, you start making money immediately, and it's a great motivation. Then, you know, each chapter is a new income source, self-publishing, affiliate marketing, courses, all the way up to, you know, being a speaker or doing your own conferences and webinars and workshops, which, you know, if you've ever done a conference, I mean, you can be making hundreds of thousands just over a few days selling sponsorship space and stuff like that. So each chapter is just really a step by step in how much you can expect to make and, you know, how to get started, even for a smaller blog. The third book, I'm 41, so I'm right in that range of my life where I'm starting to thinking about life's meaning and all those deep things. And I've actually just read Irvine's, the Good Life is what it's called. And it's really kind of a review of Stoicism, the philosophy of Stoicism. And it's not necessarily, obviously, a making money or online entrepreneurship book. But I think it really, really puts a lot of stuff in perspective, and I really enjoyed it, and I think a lot of people will, as more of a more of an entertaining kind of book and a kind of principles and finding your purpose kind of book. You know, I love reading about making money and that nonfiction kind of business kind of thing, but you know, you got to disconnect a little bit and look at some of those other subjects and other topics as well.
Joseph, thank you for sharing those great book recommendations. Those books will be in the show notes at markgabrita.com/E174. And if you are interested in a book that will help you with content marketing and making more revenue from the content that you're creating, you can get my book, Content Marketing Secrets, over at markgabrita.com/book. And when it comes to marketing or anything in general where we have a goal and we want to achieve it, there are going to be certain challenges that we face along the way. And with that in mind, Joseph, I'm wondering if you could share with us one big challenge you faced as you were able to grow your blog and a powerful lesson you learned during that challenge.
Sure. Well, let's do two first real quick, because the first one will be real quick, and it's the imposter syndrome, right? You know, this is where that little voice in your head saying, who the hell am I? There's got to be somebody smarter than me or better at this topic to teach this, to give this course, all that. You know, you've got to beat that little voice. Okay. Spend enough time learning about anything, talking about anything, and you are the expert. Okay. So just realize that, put the work in to learn your topic, your niche, and you are the expert. Create that course, present yourself as the expert, and get over that little those little self-defeating voices. The second one, big challenge, and I think this is one that a lot of people face, and they get frustrated, and it really forces them out, is kind of that haters idea or psychology. You know, no matter how successful you are going to meet someone that just started and they are blowing up. They are already, you know, within the last year, they're bigger than you, they're more popular than you. And, you know, if you're not careful, you're going to end up just having that jealousy. You know, you're going to be like, what the hell are they doing? Why are people helping them so much? Why are they helping me? What am I doing wrong? And it can be really easy to fall into that kind of self-defeating cycle of hate and jealousy and just let that consume you, you know. And you got to understand it's going to happen, first of all. You know, there's going to be some people that somehow the stars just align and they become huge. Second, though, is maybe learn. You will be infinitely surprised. You go to somebody, you compliment them on something, be honest, say, hey, that is amazing growth over the last year. I'm actually almost really jealous. How are you doing it? How are you doing so well? And, with just one or two compliments, they will spill all their secrets. They will tell you exactly what they're doing. People love to brag, and, they will give you every secret they're using. So, I kind of call that one, don't hate, learn. It can be really easy to fall into that frustrating cycle, because it will happen. You'll find people that have just started, don't seem like they put in the work at all that you have, and they are 10 times bigger already. You can tear yourself up about what you're doing wrong or not doing or whatever, or you can use that as motivation to really grow.
Joseph, thank you for sharing those challenges. And those are some really great lessons for us, because there are people who are more successful than us who we should come to admire and see like what they're doing instead of being envious of them, because you're not going to get anywhere with jealousy or anything like that. So I really appreciate that lesson. And before we wrap up this episode, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
We need to be asking ourselves more often. Well, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? And in that book that I referenced, Irvine's, The Good Life, and that idea of stoicism is that, everybody has a purpose, whether it's, being a professional athlete or being an online entrepreneur, or even if it's just in your job, your 9-to-5 job. And if you can find that purpose, that thing that you do really well, that you're happy doing, and you can find some kind of meaning in, that's really the secret. That's what Steve Jobs talks about when he says, do what you make money doing what you enjoy, and you'll never work a day in your life. That's the kind of idea that if you can find that, you get to 80 years old, you look back on your life and all you can think of is, life well spent. That's one of those things where you stop worrying about retirement investing, because why would you ever retire? Why would you ever not do this? And it's a great feeling to find. So yeah, that question, is this what I'm supposed to be doing?
Joseph, thank you for sharing with us that great question and all of your insights throughout our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Joseph, you can get his book, Make Money Blogging, Proven Strategies to Make Money Online While You Work From Home. That book is available on Amazon. That will be in the show notes. And what you'll also find in the show notes is a link to Joseph's YouTube channel, because this is something that he's growing. We had a pre-conversation before this interview. I've seen a lot of activity, like 3 videos a week or something like that. Like, how many are you doing a week? Like, you're doing a lot on YouTube right now.
It's blowing up, and I love it. I love the face-to-face interaction I get with people, something you obviously don't get in blogging, but it's great. So I'm doing 2 videos a week, doing kind of a more informal interview video on Wednesdays, and then I do a great content video on Mondays. So, anything, if you want to beat your debt, make more money, or just want to make your money start working for you, then that's Monday mornings at 10 a.m. I post.
And again, those links will be in the show notes, so definitely check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to Joseph's YouTube channel. And again, Joseph, it was such a pleasure to have you on the show, and thank you for sharing all of your great insights with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mark.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn more and get access to this free resource, visit markgoberti.com/retweets.